Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The dream of an unbeaten season and a ninth national championship wasn't to be for Todd Yeagley and the Indiana Hoosiers yesterday in Philadelphia. Indiana was defeated by Stanford 1-0 in double overtime to see the Cardinal win their third consecutive national championship. Todd Yeagley told us over the weekend that this was going to be a tug of war between two teams that are very well coached, understand the game, and understand the principles of what they're trying to do. Chances were few and far between. Freshman goalkeeper Trey Muse was up to the test in the first half as he made a great diving save low and to his right, but both goalkeepers were pretty quiet for most of the afternoon. Chances were at a premium as both of these sides were well organized and Indiana and Stanford needed more than the 90 minutes to break through. Sadly for Hoosier fans, it was the Cardinal who found that breakthrough in the second overtime. Indiana was slow to clear a ball out of their box and the Cardinal pounced on the mistake and it only took one. Sudden death for the Hoosiers and sudden victory for Stanford. The Indiana Hoosiers tied the school record in shutouts in a season with 18. They also posted the fourth longest scoreless streak in NCAA history. But sadly for this group, 17 wins, one loss, and six ties didn't see them take home any hardware. No Big Ten regular season championship, no Big Ten tournament championship, and no national championship. What does it mean? It means this group should be very hungry getting back on the field in 2018. They lose senior captain Grant Lillard, but he's the only senior in that starting lineup, and this team will be absolutely loaded. It was a great season. They made their 19th College Cup and participated in their 15th national championship. And with the firepower they have coming back, it wouldn't surprise me to see this group in Santa Barbara next year, the site of the 2018 College Cup. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Indiana Hoosiers of Archie Miller took to the road on Saturday to face the Louisville Cardinals at the KFC Yum Center just across the river, and Indiana, even in the close proximity to home, couldn't shake their road funk, Hoosiers falling 71-62. Indiana led the entire first half, even with foul problems, but the Louisville Cardinals found their shooting boots in the second half while the Hoosiers went ice cold. Indiana was 5 of 11 from the three-point line heading into the second half, and then when those final 20 minutes were over, Indiana was 0 for 12, shooting just 5 of 23 for the game, 22%. Louisville started the first half 1 for 11. They finished 9 of 26. That math tells me they hit 8 of 17 in half number 2. A couple of old issues popped up in the second half on Saturday as Indiana struggled to find and guard the three-point line. Plus, the Hoosiers just couldn't shoot the basketball. That was the tough part. The starting backcourt of Josh Newkirk, Robert Johnson, and Al Durham combined for 15 points on the night and 9 turnovers. Newkirk had 13 of those 15 points, so a tough night for Indiana's guards as well. The front court of Juwan Morgan and Deron Davis contributed 31 points and 16 rebounds, so they fought well against Louisville's big men, but some late turnovers and cold shooting iced Indiana's fate. They fall 71-62. Indiana will have the entire week off to get ready for the Crossroads Classic and in-state rival Notre Dame. That's 2:30 Saturday afternoon at Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. Finals week this week means that's their only game of the week, but Indiana will play Saturday, Monday, and Thursday before we hit the holidays. Terry Stultz joins me in the zone tonight, 6 to 7:45, as we'll take you inside the numbers of Indiana-Louisville, plus talk men's national championship soccer, and the Colts' defeat in Buffalo in the snow on Sunday. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.